This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we have a full, as Uncle Ralph used to say, a jam-packed full house in studio. We have Sam Whitlow, Susie Gaylor, Jeff Eisentrout, and Roy Hurdle here. It's Old Settlers. The yellow poles are out right now, and it's Old Settlers time. We're going to have our conversation right after this. Hang on.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guests, Sam Whitlow, Susie Gaylor, Roy Hurdle, and Jeff Eisentrout here. We're talking Old Settlers. It's right around the corner. Or in Hillsboro terms, the yellow poles are out. It's almost time. And let's start with Old Settlers. We're going to go chronologically here. Sam, let's start with you because it starts on the 17th with a car show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, it's the 31st open car show. It's going to be the 17th. It's going to be this Sunday. And we got 29 classes this year. We added one more. The large truck class, like dump trucks and semis and stuff, they're starting to get pretty popular at some car shows, so we added that this year. The entry fee is still $15, and we got a special guest this year at the car show from 1 to 2. It's going to be Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis.
I've never heard of him.
So hopefully we have a pretty good turnout. And
how'd you get Steve involved with this?
Well, me and him been buddies around Christmas time, so I approached him last Christmas and I said, well, how about coming to our car show? So I called him up and we made arrangements and he's going to be there.
You need to treat him to a Lion's Lemonade Shake-Up, because that's the world's greatest.
I tell you what, he could have anything that he wants. I'll buy it for him.
So the car show's on the 17th, and normally the car show averages, what, a little over 100 cars each year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, right around 100. It was down last year. Another town had the car show, so we're hoping we have a pretty good day and a good turnout. So I've had a lot of phone calls, even a guy from Chicago wanting to bring his Corvette down. So that's a plus.
That's actually a big plus.
So,
and, of course, I was looking at the weather forecast, partly cloudy in the mid-80s. So you couldn't ask for better weather for a car show.
Boy, I hope so.
Your wife just looked at me like I just jinxed you.
That's
all right.
So
we got the car show, and then Susie grabbed the mic. And also that day, you've got science and downstairs.
Our household science.
Household science is downstairs at the lodge, and Little Miss on the same day. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Little Miss pageant starts at 2 o'clock and upstairs of the Moose, and there's three young ladies vying for the title of Little Miss Old Settlers, and it's always a very entertaining show. So,
and then, of course, the activities downstairs, tell us a little bit about that.
It's been the tradition of Old Settlers to have the household science. It's kind of a fun competition. We have added some new things in addition to the kids' photos that we always have. We have added a category, historic photos, and it can be of anything, and we hope that people will dig deep and bring out some older photos that will interest our old settlers. We also have some new food categories this year, as well as a quilt show, and one of the things that we're particularly proud of is we have a kids' category. There's three different categories, and a best sandwich made with peanut butter, best Rice Krispies sculpture and a best Lego sculpture. And
you almost went chopped on me. Best sandwich with peanut butter.
Yes.
You almost went chopped on me. That's all right.
Although it is one entry per participant, each participant will get four free ride tickets or a voucher for four free ride tickets. So that'll help parents with the cost of rides, and we hope to get some of our younger kids involved as well.
And, of course, that's just Sunday.
Right.
And then you take a break for a couple days. Tuesday, the road gets blocked off. Wednesday, there's a carnival in downtown Hillsboro.
That's correct.
Yeah, you forgot the church service, though. The church service is on Sunday. And I always get, is it 10:30?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah, well, I always show up at 10:30, so it's about over with. So anyway.
At Beckenmeyer School.
And Beckenmeyer School. And they also have the Honor Society right after the church service. So that's a very good program. And it's, all the churches in town participate in it. So you can come out and sit in the shade. Listen to the choir. I think Reverend Jimmy Hayes is the minister this year. And then they have the Honor Society.
Tell us a little bit about the Honor Society, because I know six people are being inducted into this group this year. Tell us a little bit about the process and how this works.
Well, all of the churches and local organizations are invited to honor someone from their church that's been active in the organization or church. They're selected and just honored for the things that they do in their community, and it is during the Old Settlers worship service.
Okay, so that's Sunday's activities. A lot of activity on Sunday. We take a break, and it continues on Wednesday, and Wednesday is the Queen Pageant. We'll crown a new queen. I know we've got five candidates for queen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the queen candidates here, because I know the girls have been out working very hard this summer.
Yes, they have. They sell from May through probably Tuesday is their last day to sell. Mm-hmm. Sell tickets, which is a big support for the Old Settler Celebration, and the queen will be crowned Wednesday night to reign over Old Settlers.
And the parade is at 7 o'clock, and as soon as the parade's over with and they crown the queen, then
Jeff's
on. Entertainment.
We've got music.
Well, we're trying to do a little different this year. We're reaching a wider variety. It seems every year we either hit one demographic or another, but so we're going to try to shake it up a little bit. On Wednesday night,
now watch it. You shake it up too much, it may overflow.
Well, I don't know about those things, Tobin.
Okay.
Wednesday night, we're going with a Johnny Cash tribute. This is a guy that was recommended to me. He was voted the number one Johnny Cash tribute in Chicagoland, and a friend that always does the sound at Old Settlers each year said, you've got to bring him in. He brings in a June Carter Cash with him, and they put on a great performance, get the audience involved, and they really, he couldn't, the guy's from Decatur, his name's Keith Furry, and I just think it'll be something that a lot of people will be able to sing along to, really enjoy the stage act. So we're excited about Wednesday night. I think that'll be a great show.
One other thing, and if you want to comment about this, is there going to be a second stage by Sullivan's this year, or is that next year?
No, that's this year.
That's just, tell us a little bit about this, because this is, if this works out right, this will be a huge improvement, especially on that end of Old Settlers.
Well, thanks for putting the pressure on, Tobin.
Sorry.
Brian Sullivan graciously allowed us to, there's an empty lot next to his building, and he either has problems with it from people parking in there and not being able to control it. So we said, let us help you this year. We're going to put a stage there, put a small sound system in there, and we're going to, I was just told by Jim May, he's going to load it up with picnic tables. And it's going to be a place where people, because most of the food vendors are right in that, you know, general area. And so we have some commitments from some Greenville College music, their music department, to come and send some people up who can, you know, acoustic guitar shows, and especially over the lunch hour. And then we're trying to fill other spots with just, you know, you want to come up and sing and play and open your guitar case, come on up. I'll schedule you in there. So they need to contact me for, you know, it isn't just going to be show up and stand up and play. We need to organize it,
right.
You know, but and the 11 to 1 o'clock hours both days are full. But other than that, it's wide open for somebody to just come up and play and have a little audience for them.
To me, that sounds like a no-brainer addition. I mean, it fills a gap mm-hmm. that needs to be filled, and it provides another form of entertainment that normally isn't there.
Right. And we're going to try to keep it appropriate to the time frame. You know, in the middle of the day, I'm not going to put in a heavy metal band right at lunchtime blaring, but, you know, as the day goes and if it gets late and, you know, obviously during parades, we're not going to do anything either.
Right.
But it's an experiment, and hopefully it'll be a real popular addition.
Let's talk a little bit. That's Wednesday's activities. Now, the rides will be ongoing. Is there specials on the rides for Wednesday?
For the whole time. This year, the Old Settlers Association voted to sell 24 tickets for $20. So you get 4 free tickets every time you spend $20 if you want to buy $20 worth of tickets. So that's new. That's something they're going to try this year. Hopefully they don't lose money on the deal because that would be really bad. But they're going to try that, and that's brand new. So if you want to put $20 down, you get 24 tickets, which gives you 4 free tickets.
Okay, and that's a pretty good deal. And then Thursday is the absolute big day for Old Settlers because activities are all day. And it starts, we've got a kiddie parade at...
The kiddie parade is at 10 o'clock. And the lineup is at 9. Mm-hmm. Judging is at 9:30, and that's in the Presbyterian parking lot. You know, I love the night parade, but I think the best parade of the whole thing is the kiddie parade because there's something unusual in the kiddie parade every year. They've had goats in the parade. They've had, you don't know what's going to show up, but that's wonderful.
We've had goats in the big parade, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Horses
we don't
too.
Know if they were two-legged or four-legged. But anyway, there are no motorized vehicles mm-hmm. in the kiddie parade. If you have a float, you have to pull it. That's been the rule from the time the kiddie parade started, and it goes way, way back for the history of the kiddie parade. Forms are in the journal, and they're also out at Beckemeyer. I know there's a form for every child at Beckemeyer. And also, let's see, the age limit is 12 and under.
What's the theme? What's the theme for the kiddie parade?
Fun is in the air.
Yeah. Fun is in the air.
That's an interesting theme. That's a fun theme. I mean, no pun intended, but that's a theme that you can actually work with.
You could do most anything.
Absolutely.
Well, the good thing about the kiddie parade is that anybody that participates, whether you win a prize or not, gets 4 free tickets for rides. So if you decorate your bicycle and put on a costume and come up and walk or ride in the parade, whether you got a little float or not, mm-hmm. at the end of the parade, somebody's going to hand you 4 free tickets. So if somebody wants to ride a ride, that's a good way to get some free tickets, and those
Absolutely.
Are good, I guess, the whole time, anytime. So, anyway, I mean, that's an incentive to get people to come and participate in the parade.
And then Old Settlers will be open pretty much all day Thursday, which I like about that because I can go up there and get a KC fish sandwich, which I still tell my wife that that's the best fish sandwich you will ever have in your life.
Well, you can eat yourself to death from one end of the place
to
the other. I mean, literally, just almost to... In the middle of, from the courthouse down, in the middle of that block, you start eating there, the Lions Club, the Pronto Pup Stand, mm-hmm. fish stand across the street, the Chinese food that's there. Then on down the streets, the fish, the ribeye sandwich,
mm-hmm. pork patties
from the FFA, the barbecue guy. I'm telling you.
Just about anything you want.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can gain 10 pounds in one day.
Yeah, but you can walk it off by walking from one end to the other.
Yeah, well, the only bad thing is that Kiwanis quit making their ice cream. That's one sad thing.
I wish someone would pick that. You mentioned that. I wish someone would pick that back up. pick that up.
They still still got the freezers, so someday maybe somebody will pick that
Carl
back
Reynolds
up and
on that and see what.
Yeah,
we
he's
can do.
Still got the freezers. Carl still got them. So,
So we've got the kitty parade at 10. Activities ongoing basically all day Thursday, and then the big thing is one. Well, two big things. One is the big parade.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about
that's
the parade.
That's at 6:30. Paul and Lori Stewart are in charge of that, and you need to call them if you want to register for the parade. And I don't have their phone number. Maybe Susie's got the phone number. Maybe. If not, I'm pretty sure they're in the phone book.
I bet you it's a 532 number.
Yeah. 532-5253.
Okay.
There you go. 5253 for Paul and Lori Stewart. They run the big parade. And, of course, it kicks off at 6:30. It's one of the nicest parades in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the longer parades in this
yeah,
area,
what,
too.
What's surprising is they've estimated about 6,000 people watch that parade. That's, you know, in a town of 4,200, that means people from all around the area come to watch the parade. So
I'll have about 8 people coming.
So, I mean, it's always from the fact they had the Clydesdales. They're not coming this year, but they had the Clydesdales years ago. There's always been something in the parade that has been good for the community. So, anyway, that's a big deal, that parade.
What's the theme?
Peace, love, and whatever you want to make it. You know, that last is blank. So okay. The sky's the limit.
Okay. One other thing we need to mention, we've got some time here on the program. Always part of Old Settlers, St. Paul's Lutheran. We'll have an art show downstairs in the basement of the church. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is.
And then, I forgot you, Jeff. Musically, you're going hair band for us on Thursday night.
It's going to be insane. You know, like I said, we're trying to bring a diverse group. Every year I either hear it's all the music's for old people or all the music's for young people, but we're trying to mix it up. This year we got pretty lucky. There's a band that it formed about 3 years ago, and it was the former members of like Cinderella, a drummer from the band Stained, Collective Soul. These guys got together with a new lead man, and it took off. They did it kind of just for fun, you know, as a favor to each other for a couple shows, but they got noticed. And then the cruise ships all picked them up, and they did these Monsters of Rock cruises. They did their name is Cheap Thrill, by the way.
Cheap Thrill. Okay.
Yes. And then they went, they just did a European tour, 21 shows in 24 days, 7 countries in Europe. And why are they in Hillsboro? Well, the lead singer that they picked up, a younger guy, they needed a younger face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he grew up and was best friends with my son. And
well, that kind of helps.
It opened a door that wouldn't have been opened. You know,
absolutely.
He said, come and, you know, stay at our house and we'll have some fun and bring your friends. And well, now in the meantime, they've actually gotten so much notice that Ricky Rocket, who was Poison's
drummer, right?
And
I'm dating myself that I know
yeah,
this, but that's all right.
And Tracy Guns from Guns N' Roses, LA Guns,
LA Guns,
and then a little gun,
right?
Have joined them. They won't be at our show, but they made a new band called Devil City Angels. So this is going to be one of the last shows of Cheap Thrill before they go.
Into
another whole phase. They're already recording a CD right now, but they agreed since they made this commitment, they're coming to Hillsboro and play this show.
You mentioned the musical acts and how you like to shake it up. Because, I mean, you do have an older demographic that will always be there. You have a younger demographic that you want to entice.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a tough line to draw, isn't it?
It's difficult. We don't have a beer tent. If we had a beer tent, I could just go heavy metal and just go for it. But
that's another subject for another day.
That's right. And I don't even want to talk about that subject.
Thank you.
So the why'd I bring it up? So it just makes it a challenge.
Uh-oh.
It just makes it a challenge to entertain the group. But we want to bring the younger people in. We want to show that Courthouse Square is mm-hmm. going to have entertainment this year like it has never seen before.
That's
it's
good.
Going to have a band entertain they've never seen the likes of.
Talk with us a little bit. How long, Old Settlers, does it take you guys? Because I know this is a well-oiled machine. You know when it's going to be. instead, I mean, unless the board changes the dates and that, which that's another subject we're not going to go into. but how long does it take you guys to put this on? Because outside of the parade, you know when the parade is. You know when the kitty parade is. You know when the queen's going to get crowned. This is pretty much a well-oiled machine that all you got to do is make sure the vendors are there, make sure you've got people for the parade, and musical entertainment. I mean, does it take a full year to put this on?
Well, one person that's not sitting in the room is Kathy Dagan today because she's ill. And throughout the year, she works on this. This is not something that just happens in the last couple of days. They meet once a month. They go over all the stuff, continually go over it, make changes where changes do need to be made, and add things. I know you're going to have a quilt show. You're going to have some other things this year for the kids. Isn't there like a Rice Krispies and
yes, I did mention the Rice Krispies sculptures and the Lego sculptures and the sandwich. But we also knew this year on Sunday during the Household Signs is a quilt show.
Okay.
And there'll be a Queen's Choice, a Judge's Choice, and a Viewer's Choice. So we're encouraging all of our quilters to bring their quilts up to the Moose Lodge between 9 and 11 for registration that day. The other things I wanted to mention on Sunday that are also tradition is the turtle race.
Mm-hmm.
The Hillsborough Sertoma will be up there doing the turtle races again. The dog show is on again this year, but it will be at a new location, which it will be at Dr. McFarland's parking lot. There's more shade there, so we're glad to have that for the pets, as well as the pigtail and the ponytail contest will be at the Moose, as it always is.
But back to just what you said, Tobin, I know we're going to run out of time. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own little piece of this.
Okay.
The entertainment, the country and the science, the church service, the carnival, the vendors, the marking off the spaces uptown as to where the vendors are going to be. All those people are involved in this. They know what they're supposed to do, and they do it. The kitty parade, same thing.
One thing I like about Old Settlers, and we've got a minute left, is the dream sequence. You go to bed on Wednesday, or Tuesday, Main Street looks normal. You wake up Wednesday, and there's a carnival. You had one too many sodas Thursday. You wake up on Friday, and it's like, I swear there was a Ferris wheel in front of this courthouse. It's a dream sequence.
When we lived at the theater, that was our big shock moving to Hillsborough for our first Old Settlers. We saw it Thursday night, and then we woke up Friday morning living above the theater, looked out our window. You know, it's like, what happened?
And the street was clean. The place,
beautiful. It was cleaner than when it started.
Yes.
Roy, Jeff, Susie, and Sam, I appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. We will talk to you next week. Have fun at Old Settlers. See ya.